Well, I'm darned.
What is it?
My first wife has signed the divorce papers.
Then you were free to marry my daughter.
So the lawyers say.
What is all this, Jimmy?
Excuse me, girls, I haven't told you, have I? This is my fiancée, Constance Appleton.
Fiancée?
And her father, Judge Appleton.
Oh. Oh, it's perfectly grand. He's won her heart and hand.
Noise.
I didn't hear anything.
Who is in that room?
I heard it when we were here before. Jimmy says it's a ghost.
I distinctly heard footsteps.
Yes, we heard a noise like someone, something creaking.
If you heard a noise, it's just my butler sweeping.
There was a noise like someone creeping. But he says it's ghost, his butler sweeping.
I ain't so sure about one of these eggs. It acted kind of tired when I busted it in the pan.
Are you Mr. Winter's butler?
Yes, ma'am.
Then who is in there?
I don't know.
I don't believe it. I'll go and see.
Come back here. It's all right, Constance.
Let go of me. I'll find out.
Did you call, sir?
Ah, Jane, my maid. It was Jane.
Yes, sir.
What a pretty maid.
Simply Jane.
Yes, sir.
What a pretty maid. Now the mystery we can explain. It was Jane. Really Jane.
I was just wondering, sir, what color spread you generally use in your bridal suite. Pink or blue?
Oh, very attractive.
Trust Jimmy for that.
Hush, please. She's my butler's wife.
What's that?
Nothing, McGee. My friends were just admiring your wife.
I thought you said last night that the butler hadn't any wife.
He hadn't last night.
What? We had a bit of a row when I left him, but I came back this morning.
I'm surprised, McGee.
You are no more surprised than I am.
So, James, for once, I misjudged you.
You certainly did.
Well, Constance, now that all obstacles are removed, let us turn our thoughts to the wedding.
The which? The what?
The wedding? It can take place this afternoon.
Now, wait a minute, Constance.
Father's a justice of the peace. He can officiate.
Hey, I've telephoned for the license to be sent over from the county clerk's office.
I suggest we hold the ceremony in the garden.
But, Constance, don't you think...
Let's go and choose a spot. I adore garden weddings.
Hooray for Jimmy and his bride!
Yay! Hooray!
State of things. This is what comes of your not going back to the boat when you promised.
Don't be cross, Shorty dear. I came here by accident, but I stayed on purpose.
The whole thing looks hopeless to me. What can you do?
I don't know yet, but I'll do something. That girl won't make him happy.
How do you know she won't?
Because she won't get the chance. Although he may not be the man think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him please to pull?